The country's prison population rose 3% last year to an all-time high of 2.3 million. As of June last year, Wisconsin's prisons held 23,000 inmates, 2,000 more than the year before. But both prison reform advocates and corrections officials have their eye on the 700,000 people released from prison in 2006. Mark Maurer of the National Sentencing Project says states are saying more than they're doing when it comes to helping keep those who are released from committing new crimes.
So the good news is that correction systems around the country are now talking about, concerned with reentry. The bad news is that, you know, the resources, given the scale of the problem, are still extremely modest right now.
A quick look at release numbers versus admissions in Wisconsin prisons illustrates the proverbial revolving prison door that keeps recidivism rates high. In 2006, 8,700 inmates left Wisconsin prisons, while an equal number were admitted. But Mary Kay Kolot, who directs the state prison reentry effort, says Wisconsin has a 5-year plan to make sure more of those who leave prison don't return.
There's a strong focus on preparing people with an education so that it will enhance their opportunities for employment, which we know the education and employment are critical success factors for reducing the recidivism back into the institutions.
To fund those programs, Wisconsin, like other states, is waiting for Congress to release some of the $360 million approved for reentry programs this year. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.